Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Voices of Hope on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gail Crabtree, and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes right here on Voices of Hope. This is a restart of a once popular radio show. We have not been on the air in several months, and we're now back better than ever. Our guest today comes to us from the southern portion of the United States. Her name is Carla. I think you're going to enjoy her. She should be on the show in just a little while. We are having some technical difficulties, as you can imagine, with it being our first time back. So, work with us on that. We appreciate it. So I'm just going to go over some information with you. Voices of Hope is a product of HopeForHealing.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization in East Tennessee. Our internet address is www.hopeforhealing.org. And you can find us there. We also have a blog, which is thehopeblog.org. That is thehopeblog.org. Now, if you would like to call in during the show, our call-in number is 718-506-1545. Again, that guest call-in number is 718-506-1545. And we're going to be getting started here in just a moment. Okay, I see we already have one caller on the line. Okay. Now, the system will prompt you. Make sure you follow the screen prompts. I believe you're going to be pressing number one if you have something that you would like to say. But please do feel free to call in. We enjoy hearing from you. Again, that number is area 718-506-1545. You can also tweet us, send a direct message to at Gail Crabtree. And that is GAYLECRABTREE, Gail Crabtree. Okay. So please stand by as we do go through the some of the technical aspects of the show here. We're working through that. So I'm going to go off the show for just a moment, and I will be right back. There we go. Okay, I think we are getting some of our technical aspects worked out here. Okay. And we have dropped the caller. One moment, please. So again, we do ask for your patience as we get through some technical challenges that we have going in. So we should have everything fixed and back on the line just momentarily. Okay, I did just get the message that we had a caller here on the line. I am unfortunately having some trouble hearing. So, caller, are you there? Do you want to state your name, please, or say hello? I unfortunately am not able to hear today. Hang on, we are going to continue to work through these tech challenges, and we'll get through them as soon as possible. Hold on one moment, please. Okay, we are still getting through tech problems. I'm actually going to put the show on hold for just a few moments. See if we can work these out. I'm contacting tech support now. I do appreciate everyone's patience as we are trying to work through our tech issues this morning. This is Voices of Hope with Blog Talk Radio, and my name is Gail Crabtree. We should be on air, fully functional, in just a few minutes. Okay, it does appear that we are working through part of our tech issues. Carla, do we have you on the line? Hello, do we have a Carla or a caller on the line?
This is Carla. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes. Hi, Carla, and welcome to Voices of Hope on Blog Talk Radio. We will be going through, this is, of course, the live show, but we will be making some edits to the show before it is permanently rebroadcast, and we will cut out some of the technical difficulties that we've been having. Carla, thank you for hanging with us and for being on Voices of Hope today. Hello, caller, area code 423-494. You are live on Voices of Hope.
Well, hello, Gail. I'm glad to see you back on the air, or hear you back on the air.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back on the air. I believe we have Carla still on the line with us. We are having some technical challenges and appreciate you hanging in with us this morning.
Oh, not a problem. It's always a little rusty when you get things going again, but it's good that you're back.
Thank you. Did we just lose the caller? Hello, caller?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I don't know if your guest is here. I haven't heard her or not.
She is here. She is on the line. She was on the line just a moment ago.
Well, what's been going on with Hope?
Well, Hope for Healing, we've been concentrating on getting the radio show back up and running. And, of course, we do have our blog at www.thehopeblog.org. And so we encourage people to go there and check with our updates. This is, of course, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It is April. So part of what we're going to be doing is encouraging people to wear teal for sexual assault to help raise awareness of the issue. Part of that was going to be our Blog Talk Radio show that we're currently having some difficulties with. So we appreciate everyone's patience. Normally things do flow smoothly, but once in a while, technology feels that it has to throw a monkey wrench into the works. Well, I've got to hand it to you. This has been the most tech glitch filled show I think that we have ever done here in the history of Voices of Hope.
Well, that happens. If somebody wanted to support the ministry, would a donation or grant for a tech equipment, would that be a help?
That would be helpful. Certainly the more up-to-date the technology is, the better we are able to serve others. And, of course, everything we do is all about serving others. So we would have needs. You know, a stronger cellular modem might be helpful. It certainly would be helpful. And some other tech possibilities as well. Okay, now I think that we have been rejoined by Carla. Carla, are you back on the line?
Gail, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello again, Carla. Welcome back. I'm not sure what's
all
happening
right
here.
Well, I think
not
I finally
sure what's
got
happening
through. Well, I think I finally got through on myself. So.
Okay. Well, I am hearing you loud and clear.
Great.
So we actually have four callers total that are on the line. And it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
So, Carla, thank you for sticking with us despite the tech challenges for today. Why don't we just go ahead and dive in, and you want to tell us just a little about yourself.
All right. My name is Carla Kurtz, and I am a nonprofit consultant by day, helping groups to raise money and to function more effectively. But I am also a survivor of domestic violence, a five-year relationship that got very ugly in my early young adulthood life. And so I'd like to think I've come a long way since then.
Well, congratulations on coming a long way, but also a big congratulations for seeing that you could get out of the relationship and for doing so. I know there is a lot
Absolutely.
Of women who are in abusive relationships who just feel locked in so many ways.
One of the important things that I hope anybody that's currently in that situation will understand, and if you're there supporting someone who's in the midst of it, leaving is a process. It's usually not a one-time thing. And I know for me, I left more than seven times before I was finally able to end the relationship. So there's no shame there. There's no sense in thinking that you're crazy because you can't just walk away one time and it all be over with. It just usually doesn't work that way.
So it's a process. Healing from it is also a process.
Yes, it is. And it can take a lot of time. There's usually a lot of relationships that have been damaged along the way with family and friends. And it takes time to rebuild those. And I found some various outlets through meditation and music and exercise. But one of the ones that I think helped me the most was some crafting, actually, which might sound strange to some people, but the creative outlet was really very helpful to me.
Can you say more about that? Because I know for me, creativity has been important in my journey. But say more about that for you.
For me, it happened on several levels. I was able to reconnect with my mother and rebuild that relationship. My mother and I had, we've always had a very good and a very close relationship, but she was supportive of me in whatever I wanted to do in terms of staying or leaving, but it was very difficult when my abuser would harass me while I was with her or would harass her directly, and so I was trying to protect her, and part of that meant putting a distance in that relationship, moving out of the house, not seeing her as frequently. So part of me doing crafts, it was a place that she and I could go and reconnect together and enjoy some things. And same thing with some old friends that I had. But it also allowed me to make some new friends. And that was a really helpful thing because you do kind of feel very isolated when you've been in an abusive relationship. And so renewing those friendships, the family relationships, and then finding some new folks to connect with can really help you build a solid foundation and bolster your self-esteem, which has usually been really crushed. The other thing for me was just the act of creativity and doing something with my hands, getting positive feedback for something. When you've been in an abusive relationship, a lot of times there's the emotional battering and the verbal battering of telling you that you're no good, you can't do anything right, everything you do is wrong. And so for me, crafting was a way that I could feel good about what I was doing, but I would also get some positive reinforcement from folks around me. And, you know, now that I'm a little bit beyond it, I actually teach some crafting classes, and I really feel like part of my job is to help others feel good about what they're doing creativity-wise, artistic-wise. And I kind of have a creative philosophy. And one of those, my main tenet that I tell folks when they come to work with me is that there are no such things as mistakes. This is a judge-free zone. There are no mistakes. There are only opportunities to do things that you haven't thought of yet. So if the craft you're working on doesn't go exactly okay, what as a victim we tend to do is beat ourselves up and reinforce that stereotype that we're no good, we can't do something right. And so I'm really very focused on helping people understand that, you know, so what if the ink didn't go this way or you didn't cut that line straight or maybe it's a little crooked. It's okay. It's just an opportunity for you to do something else with it that maybe you just hadn't thought of before. And I try to tell all the folks that I work with artistic-wise, there's no such thing as perfection when it comes to that. And especially when you're doing things like scrapbooking or card making, you know, part of the homemade aspect of that is that it doesn't look like it came off a machine. So every line is not going to be perfect. Every ink thing is not necessarily going to be perfect, and that's okay.
It's going to be unique, just like the person who makes it, or personalized in some small way. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you know, it's you're going to bring that blend to you. And, you know, I think we're just sometimes we get so uptight about things. When you're a victim, you've learned to live in those lines that have been drawn for you. And if you get close to them, if you step over them, if something isn't exactly perfect, in your world what that tends to lead to is being abused. And when we're working with crafts and that sort of thing, we need to remember that it's okay to put our toe on that line. It's okay to step over it. And for our physical lines of crafting to not be straight or the ink to be blotchy or imperfect in some way. And that can be a very scary thing for a survivor. They just don't always feel very comfortable being in that world, because in the world they've come from or the world they're living in, that's not safe. And so there's a lot of things that kind of emotionally translate in crafting.
Now, what advice or suggestions could you make for someone who's trying to get into crafting? And the other question that I have, actually one that just came in to me by email, and this comes from a lady named Gloria. Hey, Gloria, thank you for hanging out with us again. Gloria is one of our regular listeners who we value, and we appreciate you, Gloria, so thanks for coming back today. But she's wanting to know, how did you use crafting to connect? How did you leave your home, or did people come to you? In what ways or ways did you use your crafting ability to connect with others to help break down the barriers that kept you isolated from the rest of your world?
Sure. When I was with my abuser, I was not able to get out of the house to go do crafting or to see my friends and family very easily. It was just too stressful, and it was too dangerous for me and for them. So when I left, and leaving was a process like it is for anyone, and it was a very ugly process. It took months. Court was involved, police, the whole nine yards. But once I was finally able to get out, my mother had gotten into scrapbooking, and that was at the beginning several years ago when scrapbooking was new. And so there were a lot of house parties, or there were groups that were meeting at local churches. And so that's how I started out. I was invited to go to one of those with my mother, and just realized really quickly that it was a girls' time together, and how much I enjoyed that. And then as we attended some different events, I saw some other girlfriends of mine that I hadn't seen in a long time, some friends from high school. And so there was this little clique that was kind of already there that I was able to join in with and to be a part of that. And they met, you know, once a month, once every other month. And then after I had been in it for about 3 or 4 years, I decided to become an independent demonstrator for one of those home-based companies. There's several out there. Creative Memories is one that a lot of people are familiar with. I'm a part of a group called Stamping Up, and they don't do as much scrapbooking. Their primary focus is on card making and stamping. But that's who I got with, and I'm still with them today. And so once I started doing that, then I was hosting classes for my mother's friends and for my friends and for some folks that I had met at church. And so it was a really great way to kind of get back some of those relationships and to build some new ones. Now, for somebody wanting to get into crafting, it is still a $1 billion industry, and I am here to tell you that you can go out and buy a lot of stuff, and that's not necessary. Please don't feel like it has to be a very expensive craft. There are a lot of ways that you can get into crafting very inexpensively, and I would suggest that because it's not necessarily for everyone. So before you go investing a lot of money, you know, I would say for $25 or so, you can get some basic supplies. And the other way to do it is to go to classes like the ones that I host, where all the materials are provided for you. So you're not actually having to invest in anything until you decide that it's something you want to do.
And these days, upcycled crafts made out of materials that you have around your home, recycling, even upcycled jewelry made out of, believe it or not, cardboard is also becoming
absolutely popular. Absolutely. Well, you know, when I first got in, one of the things was buying shape cutters, and they could be very, very expensive. But you know what? If you look around your house, you have a lot of things that you can trace and cut circles out of. The top of a Pringles can or a soup can is a great size circle. Cereal boxes make good rectangles. A CD case is a great size square for scrapbooking and that sort of thing. Usually your dishwashing detergent is an oval, or you may have a soap dish in your bathroom that's an oval. So you would definitely be surprised if you looked around your house, the numbers of things that you already have that you could trace off and make a shape and cut, so you don't have to have expensive scissors or specialty cutting systems, especially in the beginning. There's just no need to invest in that. Focus on the therapy aspect of it and the positive feelings and the relationships, and less on buying stuff.
So that's very difficult for someone who's coming out of an abusive relationship, because you may not have control over your finances. So finding that $2 or $3 or $5 can be impossible sometimes for a survivor.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that you talked about, kind of stress the inexpensive items that we can also do.
Absolutely. And there's also a lot of groups that you'll get involved with that have swaps. And so things that they have that they're not using, everybody kind of comes and put those in a basket, and you're welcome to take from those. Other folks are happy to get you involved in the craft and will be happy to share their supplies and their materials with you and that sort of thing, especially in the beginning. I had a lady in one of my groups that was going through a really awful divorce and financially was really struggling. And when she shared that with me, I was able to make an arrangement with her where we sort of had I gave her a special card. And I told her, if you're ever short on money, I know how much this group means to you to come, and I don't ever want you to feel like you can't come here because of the money. So if you come one night and you don't have the money to pay, and this was like a $6 class, so it was inexpensive for most folks. But like you said, when you're on a very limited budget, $6 can be huge. And so she would give me that card. And I knew if she gave me that card that was her payment for the night. So, I would encourage you to try to work an arrangement if you are attending classes. I can't guarantee that everyone is going to do that like I did, but I sort of felt like that was part of my ministry to pay it forward to somebody else that was in that situation.
Beautiful. Now, Carla, we only have about one more minute on the show. Actually, we've already gone over by a couple of minutes. What would you like to say before we close out?
Well, I think it's really important when you have been in a relationship like that to acknowledge it, but to know it's not forever, and to look for those opportunities around you that provide healing. And like I said, it may be that you get into yoga or some sort of exercise group. It may be that you find a survivor support group that helps you, or that you become involved in something with a religious group. But for me, it was crafting. And that is what allowed me to renew some of those friendships, to make some new friends. It was a creativity outlet for me that gave me some positive feelings for myself and receiving positive feedback from those around me. And most importantly, that it really didn't cost a lot of money to get involved and to be there. So I thought that was really kind of the trifecta of things that it all sort of came together in crafting for me and became a very therapeutic and healing outlet for me. And I hope it can be for others too.
Well, Carla, I want to thank you for being on Voices of Hope today and for putting up with all the tech glitches that we've had. Thank you.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Okay. So for those of you who are still hanging in with us on the line, we are going to conclude the show. Now, the show will be available for download as a podcast in about 30 minutes. However, that will be the unedited version. We will have the edited version up and online in time for next week's show, Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So we hope to see you on the Voices of Hope. Lunch Buffet Internet Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Gail Crabtree. Thank you for joining us today.